Citing the budget crisis, Governor Jim Doyle has asked state departments to trim expenses. The Department of Tourism figures it'll save up to $130,000 by cutting two positions and promotional costs for its film office. Jim Holprin is secretary for the department. He says tax credits and other incentives from rival states and countries made it tough to lure movie productions to Wisconsin.
It is not always the pretty scenery, and it might not always be the film crews that are available for hire in an area, because film is a business, there's a bottom line, and filmmakers are very, very aware of that.
Welcome to the perfect house.
One of the latest projects filmed in Wisconsin is a remake of the 1979 blockbuster The Amityville Horror. The exterior house scenes were shot in the Salem, Wisconsin area. In this promotional short, director Andrew Douglas talks of how Illinois crews remodeled a Salem house to resemble the one in the story.
The chief construction guy said, I know this really creepy looking house just over the border. And so we took this gothic house and we added the icon of Amityville, which is that kind of jack-o'-lantern. We needed that little face.
Kim Shaw owns and operates the Crossroads Bar and Grill in Salem. She says hosting the Amityville Horror crew gave her business a late summer boost.
We had for 6 weeks about 50 people looking for lodging and places for dinner and places to have a couple drinks and relax.
Shaw says she made several thousand dollars from the production crew. She says losing the Wisconsin film office would be a shame.
Why would you want to limit revenue coming to small communities in Wisconsin when we rely on a lot of people from out of the state and out of the area to survive? And they would just be hurting us by not allowing us that opportunity.
But State Tourism Secretary Jim Holprin says his office will promote the state's assets to movie makers through a website. The elimination of Wisconsin's film office still needs approval next year by state lawmakers and Governor Doyle. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.